Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, hanging out with you as we talk a little NFL draft. And a guy that's very well connected and covers the college game, Bruce Feldman of The Athletic, is on the line with us. Bruce, what's up? How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Good to be on with you.
So I enjoyed reading through your draft because I know you've talked to a lot of coaches and done a lot of intel on this to put this thing together. It's obviously a lot of work goes into it, but I will have to start with the team here in Nashville picking at 11, which you have them on your draft staying at 11, but a position that they desperately need, wide receiver Jaxon Smith-Njigba from Ohio State to match up with Treylon Burks. When you were talking to coaches about him, what were some things that really stood out to you about him?
Elite change of direction. I mean, if you look at the shuttle times that he put up at the combine, they were way better, way quicker than anybody else had. He's got good size. He's really strong and physical. What's amazing about it, he's got the great film. And when I say this part, it was like last year, Ohio State produced two first-round receivers, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. Almost every coach I talked to thought that Jaxon Smith-Njigba is better than both of those guys. And by the way, both of those guys were 1,000-yard receivers as rookies. They think he is that good. I think he is the closest thing to a sure thing among the receiver class. I think he is hands down the best receiver in coming out this year. For people who haven't read the story yet on The Athletic, just read the part about Jaxon Smith-Njigba and all the coaches who talk about what wows them about him, I think you would want him to be a Titan.
Well, and something that stood out to me in reading this with, what a coach said was he also blocks. And, we kind of laugh about that here, but that is something that's really important and very important to the head coach, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, really, super physical kid, contested catches, but committed to it. The other thing is, Mike Vrabel knows really well the guy who developed him, and that's Brian Hartline, who's had a ton of great receivers at Ohio State. And Brian Hartline could not stop raving about him, basically described him as unguardable and said he is different than almost anybody he's had to this degree. So I think it would be hard if he's sitting there at 11 when the Titans come up. I think it'd be hard for them to go in another direction.
So, talking to Bruce Feldman of The Athletic, at four, the Indianapolis Colts, you have Anthony Richardson. And I think this is the one that people, are really going to gravitate towards because there's such a split on you have some people that go, oh, Anthony Richardson, he's the real deal. He can be developed into a franchise quarterback. And then you have people like me that are a little more skeptical of that he can actually be an NFL quarterback. So what were kind of some things that stand out to you about him who doesn't have a lot of experience?
He doesn't, and that is a fact. He looked really good in the opener against Utah when they won, and he looked shaky in a bunch of other games. It was inconsistent, which is what you probably not shocked to get from a first-time starting quarterback in a new system without a great group of talent around him. The comparison that I think rings true the most probably is Josh Allen. That both guys completed in the mid 50% in college. Josh Allen played at a lower level, being he was at Wyoming in the Mountain West. The competition wasn't as good. Now he played more, but you have guys with ridiculous arm strength, and that is, almost off the charts for both of them. Josh Allen can really run, and he's a big dude. This guy is every bit as big, if not stronger, and he runs even faster. So I think the parts that are encouraging, especially depending on who takes him, and that's why I think the Colts would be a good fit with Shane Steichen, is Brian Daboll, who is the OC at the Bills when Josh Allen broke into the NFL, they really let him run a lot and leaned on his legs. And there was a bunch of stuff that they didn't ask him to do. And he developed. And I think you still see what they major in and some of the other things they don't major in. We saw something similar with Daboll with Daniel Jones. He's fast. We saw him use his legs, but there was a lot of other stuff that they didn't really rely on with him. And he had a really good year. Shane Steichen was the coach when Justin Herbert broke in. Justin Herbert, big, very athletic, and he had a really good start. And then last year, Jalen Hurts really blossomed with Steichen and the Eagles. And I think that this could be a really good fit for the Colts, because everything I've heard, you know, people can read in detail in the story, but people really like his intangibles. They think there's something about him that they feel can really take advantage of all the other great attributes he has. It's just, as you said, the consistency and the accuracy. There are some concerns there because the sample size is small, and what we saw wasn't great often.
Bruce Feldman from The Athletic on our phone line with us. Bruce, in your draft, you have the Tennessee Titans, you know, moving up to get another first-round pick. And Will Levis is one of those other quarterbacks in the draft that is very, very polarizing alongside Anthony Richardson. How much, just based off of your conversations you had with coaches and around the league, do people weigh in, you know, his raw talent? He's a big guy. He's got a huge arm. And then the situation that he was placed in this past year, a new offensive coordinator, a bad offensive line, and no real true NFL-level wide receivers out there.
That's the projection they're trying to sort through, exactly. You know, there's a lot of parallels to Anthony Richardson in terms of amazing arm talent, great size, really good athlete. You know, Richardson's much, you know, he's even faster. But the tricky part with Levis, so when he transfers from Penn State to Kentucky, he's not even there for the spring. He gets there after. They have a new offensive coordinator who just got there, Liam Cohen. Mm-hmm. And the first year is really good. I mean, there's a lot to like. But then Liam Cohen leaves to go back to the NFL. As you said, they lose some really good offensive linemen. They lose Wandell Robinson, mm-hmm. who was really their key playmaker outside. And Levis struggled. I mean, the things I had, you know, heard was just that coaches thought he was starting to see ghosts. You know, maybe he didn't trust the guys around him. He didn't trust the system. The other thing, you know, people can read about this is the guy who replaced Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator, another NFL guy, Rich Scangarello, he really seemed in over his head. The offense was very predictable. It didn't have an identity. So that... Mm-hmm. Those are other things that I think people are going to have to factor in, you know, basically three systems in less than 2 years and, you know, at a high level, meaning like at a high level, you're playing in the SEC, you're playing in the same division with two top 10 teams and one that just won the second national title. That's not easy. And so there's some stuff that I think, you know, one of the coaches talked to me and said, you know, we've seen him do it. We saw what he did in 2021 where he was more accurate. He was more confident. He seemed to be more sure. And then there was last year, which was all over the place and I think gave people a lot of pause. Now, if he goes where I have him going, you know, he doesn't need to play right away barring injury. And I think he can learn under somebody who is, you know, kind of had that dual threat tag and is a really good athlete at quarterback. And I think there'd be less pressure. You have also that system where I think it's a better fit. To me, you know, that's a more ideal situation than maybe if he goes a couple picks earlier to the Bucks, who are sitting there with like Kyle Trask and you know, maybe they trust him enough. I'm a little skeptical of that. But at 19, I don't know if they're built the same way as certainly the Titans are right now to. You know, especially you added Jackson Smith and Jigba already. I think that would be a good spot for him to get his feet wet.
Another quarterback, another SEC quarterback, Hendon Hooker, has been a guy who's looked at pretty polarizing as well, right? We've seen some where he's high in the first round. We've seen some where he's a second round pick. He's coming off the ACL injury. But, you know, if you look at the college football season, he at one point in the year was the best college quarterback, I believe. And what do you think is his destiny in the NFL? And what have you heard from coaches on, because the offense he plays with Tennessee is unique and it doesn't always translate well into the NFL. Do you believe that he will be a first round guy and that his level of play will be able to translate into the NFL, Bruce?
I do on both of those things. And for me, the buzz really started to grow. I was in an Indy at the Combine about a month ago and had lunch with an NFL quarterback coach I know. And I said, who impressed you the most in your meetings? And he said, Hendon Hooker did. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, they loved his demeanor. They also really loved not just, you know, his knowledge of what they were trying to do at Tennessee, but in depth of what he could break down, how they did what they did at Virginia Tech and the rationale behind that, his first offense. And now in a time when the league is getting used to seeing guys who have, you know, had multiple schools because of the transfer portal, I think that impressed them. Then when I started talking to all these coaches who faced them, and again, like, these guys have a sample size in terms of, you know, there's three, if not four, because some guys have certainly seen a lot of Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. You know, out of the SEC, you got Will Levis, you got Anthony Richardson, you got Hendon Hooker. Some of the people I talked to thought Hendon Hooker should go ahead of Will Levis. They liked him that much. Mm. He is coming off an ACL injury, and that will mean you can't get it. You know, you're not talking about he's going to be competing for the job day one. I wouldn't pay a ton of mind into, oh, he's a few years older than some of these other guys. I would also counter to that and go, Tennessee football was in a ditch for a very long time, and he played a huge role in getting it out, having a top 10 season and beating, you know, the gold standard in college football along the way. So yes, there's going to be some transition in terms of him learning NFL offenses and those kinds of routes, but he did have a background in a different offense playing in college football. And everything I've heard is people think he sees the field well, and he is a good decision maker with really good pocket presence. They like that more than they liked Levis's pocket presence. I think he has got a lot of upside. I know that word gets used a lot around the draft, but he's got a really good arm. He is a really good athlete too. The offense is different, but you know, read what these guys have told me who played him. They are all big Hendon Hooker fans, and they know that the offense is different, but just, it's the guy running it, how good he was, how great he was at it. I mean, I don't disagree with what you said. I mean, for a while, Hendon Hooker was number one on my Heisman ballot, you know, yeah, that we would do each week.
Bruce Feldman is with us from The Athletic. Bruce, really enjoyed the chat and enjoyed the read of the draft. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bruce.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Bruce Feldman of The Athletic joining us here on Chase and Michelle, and you can go and read his mock draft at the Athletic. We've tweeted it out from our Twitter account at 1025 The Game, and also our personal accounts as well. Hendon Hooker is, I think, could be in the steal of the draft category, you know, depending on where one of these teams grabs him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a couple candidates for that. But we will discuss the draft and react to Bruce and some of the things you heard there. A lot of good stuff in this thing. We'll do that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.